The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Seeing that many others had undertaken to draw up accounts of the events that had taken place among us, exactly as these were handed down to us by those from the outset were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. I, in my turn, after carefully going over the whole story from beginning, have decided to write an ordered account for you, Theophilus, so that your excellency may learn how well-founded the teaching is that you have received. Jesus, with the power of the Spirit in him, returned to Galilee, and his reputation spread throughout the countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given for me, for he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to the blind new sight, to set the downtrodden free, to proclaim the Lord's year of favor." He then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. And all eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them. "This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen." The Gospel of the Lord. Before I was a school teacher, I worked for some 30 years in the chemical industry. I worked for several companies, both here and abroad. They all had something very much in common, and that was their mission statement. The companies, especially American companies, went to great extents to make sure everybody in the company understood what the mission was. Every department, when they drew up their plans, had to make sure the plans were aligned with that mission statement. Now, these mission statements usually entail these companies wanting to be the best in their field. How did they achieve this? Well, they had to grow market share. They had to become more dominant. They had to control more aspects of the supply chain. They had to attack or even remove the competition. So they had an open field. In today's gospel, we hear of Jesus' mission statement. What was that? Good news to the poor, liberty to captives, sight for the blind, set the downtrodden free, and proclaim the Lord's year of favor. Nothing in there about controlling things, dominating things. His statement, our mission statement, was all about him giving. Now, this was done in his local synagogue in public. To bring some context, synagogues were places of instruction where the Jews listened to the word and tried to apply it in their own lives. There was a synagogue in virtually every village. There was, however, only one temple, and that was in Jerusalem, and that was focused as a place of sacrifice. So the first half of our Mass is like the synagogue service, liturgy of the word, where we too listen to scripture and see how it applies in our lives. The second half of the Mass is more like the temple service, the liturgy of the Eucharist. So Jesus did the reading from Isaiah, from the Old Testament, just as we heard today. And he brought it to life. He declared before all what his mission statement was. This was repeated elsewhere in the scriptures, when we remember when John the Baptist sent his disciples to Jesus to ask him if he was the Messiah. If you remember carefully, Jesus wasn't yes, I am. He just says, go and tell John what you see. The blind see, the lame walk. He did not answer yes because he wanted to be judged in his actions by his mission statement. Now Jesus, unlike the Pharisees and the scribes, was not a hypocrite. He therefore taught with authority. People listened to what he had to say because, as we know, he was the real deal. How do we make God's word come alive for us today and carry out our own missions in life? One way we can do that is to imagine we were at the service with Jesus. We need to let the words of God penetrate into our hearts. We need to talk with God in prayer, come before him in adoration, and help and maybe ponder some words or statements we don't understand, just like Mary did. So how do we make our own mission statement come to life? We need to listen to God's word, but it must reach, as I said earlier, our hearts, but also our minds, also our souls. We cannot say one thing and do something else. The media love to pick up on that. People saying things and doing something different. We cannot think of God's word as not applicable to you or me. Why is that? Because we are all made in God's image and likeness. And the word of God applies to us all. And it's being fulfilled every day in our lives, whether we acknowledge it or not. And we all share in that same mission that Jesus has himself. However, do we have the courage to publicly proclaim that?